Live on DAZN Worldwide, May 2nd and 3rd, Garcia versus Romero and Canelo versus Skull. Friday from 6 p.m. Eastern, Garcia returns in a history-making Times Square takeover. 24 hours later, Saturday from 7 p.m. Eastern, King Canelo faces undefeated Skull for the undisputed crown. May 2nd and 3rd, a knockout weekend of boxing. Pick one or go all in for only $90 exclusively on DAZN. Buy now at DAZN.com/boxing.
Pennsylvania State Police investigating a deadly incident that happened early Easter Sunday morning inside a car that crashed on Baltimore Pike in Delaware County. Authorities say it was gunfire, not the crash, that killed a woman and left a man fighting for his life. KWB's Matt Coughlin has more.
State troopers are investigating what happened inside a speeding southbound BMW in the moments before it veered across oncoming traffic on Baltimore Pike and crashed into a telephone pole at Wilmington Westchester Pike and Chads Ford. Trooper Paul Holdifer says the initial call was for a crash involving a car that ran several red lights early in the morning on April 20th.
The crash was originally reported as a fatal collision that happened on Easter Sunday at approximately 3:37 in the morning.
Holdifer says there were two occupants, a 19-year-old media man and a 17-year-old girl from Brookhaven.
The female is deceased and the gentleman is on life support.
State police say the man suffered a gunshot wound to the head, and during an autopsy, investigators learned the girl suffered a gunshot wound to the head as well. Two guns were found in the vehicle, as well as two spent shell casings. Holdifer says troopers are hoping they can determine how events inside the BMW unfolded. They are not identifying either person at this point in time. Anyone with information is asked to call state police and media. I'm Matt Coughlin, KYW News Radio, 103.9 FM.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average, and auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.